You're listening to SBS News.
It's a new month, and the arrival of May means people aged 50 years or older can receive the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. On May the 17th, Phase 2B of the vaccination program will be expanded to GP surgeries with up to 15.8 million doses to be made available for this part of the rollout. Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says regulators and experts are carefully monitoring reports of adverse reactions to vaccines, including blood clots. Speaking to the ABC, he's expecting more people to have the injection.
Really encouraging anyone over 50 to have a look at our eligibility checker online or to phone us to see where you can get those vaccines from the state and territory run clinics, but also GPs will be starting from today. Many of them have rolled up to commence earlier than expected. There's already 136 of our GP respiratory clinics available right throughout the country, and over 400 GPs as well have put their hands up, and more later this week. So that information is on the website. GPs, we've really encouraged them to call out to their own patients first and get them booked in over the coming weeks.
Professor Kelly says the rollout's objective was to keep Australia safe in order to navigate a path out of the pandemic. He added that while the vaccine was not compulsory, he advised people not to wait until later in the year, as an outbreak could happen again. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says there'd been a steady uptake in vaccination rates, with 815,000 vaccinations provided across the states and territories so far.
What we're seeing is that week on week, it was an Anzac week. We had 323,000 doses delivered last week, 323,315 to be precise. And when you take out the public holiday, when you compare like with like, Tuesday through to Friday, for those four full days where there was no public holiday, there was an increase of 5,000 doses administered over those four weekdays last week on the advice of Commodore Young. So what we're seeing is the program continuing to grow.
And Western Australia has recorded no new local cases of COVID-19 and three infections acquired from overseas. But the state remains on high alert as health teams work to track down people who potentially had contact with two food delivery drivers who caught COVID-19 from a Perth quarantine hotel security guard. 26 of the 58 close contacts of the security guard from the quarantine hotel have so far tested negative. Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan says the outbreak is not linked to ventilation issues detected at other quarantine hotels.
The 100 people to whom food was delivered are required to get tested, and they are considered a casual contact. If you're in one of the restaurants from which the food was picked up, you should have a look at the site, and you are encouraged to get tested.
Mr. McGowan also had his first dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine on Monday. And as the vaccine rollout progresses, international movement is also becoming more of a possibility. New Zealand is poised to open its borders to allow quarantine-free travel to the Cook Islands this month. The New Zealand-aligned Pacific Nation has been in negotiations for a travel bubble arrangement with Jacinda Ardern's government for months. Mr. Ardern says the travel will help boost the economy of the islands.
The Cook Islands are in a stronger position to prevent, detect and manage any potential COVID-19 outbreak. A green travel zone between the Cooks and New Zealand will allow families to reconnect, commercial arrangements to resume, and tourism in the Cooks to kick off once again.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.